There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along. And quick reminder, and I will quickly remind you many times about the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. If you'll go to Google Play if you're an Android user, or go to the App Store if you run one of those Apple phones, and just look for FM TALK 1065. When you see our logo pop up there, there's the app, free download, and it lets you text and call the station, of course. Gives the talkback feature where you can leave us a voicemail. Also on there, streaming, of course, of the station, but 55 hours a week of live local programming. Those podcasts waiting for you there. Our social media posts are on there as well. Latest traffic and weather information throughout your day, all on the app. Check it out. Free, waiting for you, the FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, and it's good. It is good, and it's good and it's painful to see these two gentlemen in here. JC's Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, of course, coming up this weekend. Mark Chambeau and Reynolds Brabner joining us in studio, because it's painful because I'm happy to see them, but it's painful because these guys went fishing yesterday and I did not. So, welcome to the studio, guys. And did y'all bring me any fillets, anything?
We didn't. You're going to have to wait till Friday to get those.
All right. Yeah, so it is, we keep talking about rodeo's coming. Rodeo's here.
Rodeo is here.
Mark, I mean, you had a pretty good turnout for the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament.
We had a really great turnout for the Roy Martin tournament. I mean, the weather ended up being really great. I mean, I know inland there were some issues with rain and everything, right. But down on the island, it was great. You know, island time is always different than inland, you know. And but, yeah, we had kids coming in. They were constantly rolling in from the time the weigh station opened till, you know, when it closed. You know, we have the line going pretty much all the way out to the gate and the road. But it turned out really good. We had the Mac Expo going on. We had Zelia Trail Maids. We had Moano. Everybody was out there, and it was great.
Now, you mentioned the Mac Expo, and you talked with me before about that. This is pretty cool, because I like to point out, y'all don't do a good job of it, so I'm taking it away from y'all, and I'm doing it for y'all, that what y'all do for the community. Everybody knows you put on this fantastic, the world's largest multi-day saltwater fishing tournament, but in addition, you like help the community and charity. So the Mac Expo was all about that.
The Mac Expo was to help emphasize... Yes, all the different charities, not just local. You know, the JCs, but all the local charities in the Mobile area who help children and young families, just to, you know, through whatever type of charity they do, whatever event they have. You know, in the news, you always hear about negative a lot. You know, not always, but most of the time. And so we wanted to find a way to kind of get that good word back out into the public, to let them know the things that are going on in their community, to help get a sense of pride and excitement, and maybe even get involved. So that's kind of what we did. We invited a lot of the charities out. We had a good turnout for that as well.
And y'all, and the money raised in the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament goes to your Stone Soup program, right?
The Roy Martin goes towards the children's shopping.
I get. We'll keep Christmas. Going. So that's why I was calling it the wrong name. Where the kids get to buy gifts
for their family members and everything around Christmas time. They get to give those back. And what we also, another one of our charities that we do around Christmas time is the Stone Soup Project. So we have those, and that's usually funded by the big tournament.
And we're going to talk about it because it's big tournament time. In addition to having a VP of Communications in with Mark, my great friend, personal friend, Reynolds Brabner, VP of Operations for the 88th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, in studio as well, who didn't bring many fillets. But
I told y'all, I had Friday to see night. Them on Friday, Friday but you got to come see
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm going to come see you. So let's talk about this. Operations. Is that job, it's your fault? Is that there's certain jobs, like, right? So I've been operations director in broadcasting for a long time, and somebody, describe your job, Sean. I said, well, it's my fault.
So
I got to fix it.
it's my fault if I run out of food or drinks for the sponsors.
Okay.
And the VIPs and the members. You know, we get up there at 5 o'clock every morning, start cooking breakfast, and we make sure that there's food rolling all day long. it's something that, you know, we always pride ourselves on taking care of the sponsors.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know, making sure that, you know, they know that we appreciate what they do for us.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun, a lot of work. It's good time.
I wonder if there's any stats on how many whatevers you cooked during the how many hamburgers, how many.
I know Saturday we cooked about 2,000 hot dogs just for the kids. Just for the kids.
2,000
hot dogs rolled up and bagged up and handed out to the kids after they weighed their fish. So
that's a lot of dogs there.
That's on top, you know. On top of that, we had burgers, chicken sandwiches, all kind. You know, had big spread from Vlad at Mediterranean Grill that night for dinner. So it was a good time.
So and you get to do it all over again.
All over again. 4 days.
And here it comes. So here it, y'all have the horse can see the barn, but it's still some distance away. Let's talk about that. First up, we're lying, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, and when we get back, we'll talk tickets and all that. But give people kind of a layout now of this week for y'all and for all of us coming to the 88th. So what do we do first?
Yeah, so you think between the Saturday of the kids tournament and Thursday of the Liars contest that we
y'all just lay up?
That is absolutely
y'all
not
laid
true.
Up on the couch or something.
We haven't stopped. we haven't stopped. You know, we have a lot going on, getting prepped and planned between really months ago. But it's really, like I said, rodeo's here, and for us, it's more than just a couple days. It's a couple weeks or a month at least. But yeah, the next big thing that we have for everyone to come out to will be the Liars contest on Thursday evening. You know, we're going to have a lot of great stories. We're going to have a few local celebrities, including yourself, as our judges. You think you can decipher between who's telling the truth and who's not?
I've been doing it for years. I don't know if I've been doing a good job, but I've been doing it for years. And I, you know, like you, when we talked about it the last time, I'm so happy y'all named, you know, the Liars contest for Captain T-Bone. He was such a big part of it, you know?
He really was. I mean, when we talked about the Liars contest, it's almost impossible for us, especially as the members who've gone through it for years, to not bring him up at any point about a conversation. You know, he's so lively, and he was just such an integral part, and, you know, he won many, many years in a row.
Yes, he did.
So, yeah, it was great that we were able to honor him by doing that. So the Captain T-Bone's Liars Contest presented by Huck, that'll be Thursday night. So we're going to go through that. We're going to have probably 8 to 10 contestants come up, tell some great stories. And then
some will tell some bad stories.
Yeah.
I'm saying that as a judge. Okay, you put it on me. There's great stories, and then there's one where you're going, okay, all right. All right, let's get to the next one. But it is always entertaining. I have a weird kind of thing. The worse the story is, sometimes the more I enjoy it. Just gotta tell you, the more uncomfortable it is. Yeah. So that starts at what time?
The Liars contest, I believe,
it's at 7?
At 6 p.m.
6, okay. 6 p.m. So that's, and for anybody who's not been, that's at the, I mean, right when you get on the island, down to the right at the rodeo site.
Yeah, so come on the rodeo site. I mean, and the thing is, everything that we're doing except for the fishing tournament is free to the public. So, you know, come down, bring you some lawn chairs, plan to stay for a while.
Buy some t-shirts.
Some t-shirts, exactly. And that's a good point that Reynolds brought up about t-shirts. You know, all of our t-shirts on sale are going to be on site only this year. Now, I know last year we did online because of COVID.
We
didn't want to encourage everybody to have to stand in huge long lines.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But that's one thing. So now that we're back 100%,
right,
there will be long lines at the rodeo this year.
Just come ready.
As normal.
Yes.
But it's only going to be on site. So if you want to get your shirt, your hat, we have a couple other nice little things. You got to come down to the site. So we're going to be
down
there.
That's a must-do for people. There are people I know that don't even fish that have to get the shirt each year. They're not only they love the artwork on it, they're like collectors. Like they have to have every year.
You got to have every year. And what's funny is, you know, you have people, I have family members who live on different states and in different parts of the country, and they're always asking, hey, can you get me a shirt? Can you send me a shirt later on?
Yeah, that's right.
They just want to have one. Right. It's always a good thing. So
the shirt's available on site. We'll be able to buy that during
before yeah, after be the Liars
pretty much
contest?
Most of the day on Thursday all the way through Sunday until we sell out. So, I mean, they do sell out, so make sure you come early if there's a particular item that you want.
Okay.
But going back to the Liars contest, we're going to have we will have beer on for sale on site.
All right.
So we'll have that.
It helps by. The Lies.
Yes, right. It helps you to kind of just get those flowing a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
But right after the Liars contest, we're going to award some judges. Yeah, we even have prizes for the Liars. You know,
the best and the worst.
Yes.
When can you lie and actually get awarded for it after you got caught?
Other than the rodeo, I don't know anywhere else. So, and it is highly entertaining, and it's just a great kickoff to the party that comes forward. Because when we talk about this, because y'all over the years, Liars contest has been there, but y'all have created this. Like you said, there's all these different activities other than fishing. You know, they go on with the rodeo.
When we talk about rodeo, which is funny, it involves no livestock whatsoever. The fishing
there was
rodeo.
That time in 87, but I don't want to go back to that story.
When we talk about rodeo, it encompasses kind of everything. I mean, we've got music. We've got different forms of entertainment with the Liars contest. I mean, I remember looking back some old historical stuff. They used to have parades and races.
Well, somebody's asking me, when did the rodeo stop having the rodeo queen?
I think it was back in the 90s, early 90s, the Miss.
Yeah.
I think it was back in the 90s.
Because, you look back at all the historical photos, mm-hmm. which there's a bunch of from the Alabama D.C. Fish and Rodeo, and you see the queens there and the posed up. But so in the 90s is when that, because somebody's asking right now on the text line, Buddy is. So in 90s at some point.
Maybe. I think that's about right.
Okay. So you have that going on, and then I guess right here before we go to the break, and we'll come back and talk more about it. Let's make sure if people got to go here in a second, they know how to get tickets.
If you need to get tickets, they still are on sale at all of our outlets. So, I mean, we've got Academy Sports and Outdoors at the Festival Center, West Mobile, and in Foley. We've got the Greer's Market in Fowl River, Housing Associates Insurance Agency, J&M Tackle, Quint Sporting Goods, Pronto Pond and Theodore, Tackle This, Shoot That. And if you can't make it to one of the outlets, you can go to adsfr.com. or Fishing Chaos app. And one thing we really want to push everybody, if you buy your ticket online, you will already be registered for the tournament. Your information's in. It's good to go. If you buy a paper ticket, you need to go still online and register, or on the website on there it says claim your ticket. Mm-hmm. Because if you put that information in ahead of time, it just makes your way in a lot faster when you actually get up there. So you can kind of get in, get through the weigh station, and get out. And on top of that, we're trying to encourage everybody. So anybody who does so before the tournament starts will be in a drawing for a free pair of Coastical sunglasses.
Okay. See, incentivizing this. All right. We've got you've said it a couple times, too, and I know I've used it, but I'm doing one of these things where I ask you a question, something I understand. But what is this Fishing Chaos app?
Fishing Chaos is our tournament software. So they're the guys that help us. You know, many, many years we did all paper tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, back when I was a VP of the weigh station, I did all tickets. So every angler came in, they brought it.
The white one, the yellow one.
You rip off this one, you hand this one over here. We got duplicate, triplicate copies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we keep up with everything in the box. And we still do that as a fail-safe. But, yeah, Fishing Chaos does the software for the tournament. So that's when you come in. You see us on the iPads now.
Mm-hmm.
You come in. We're punching away. We're entering your weights. It automatically goes in the database. And with that comes the ability to have the live leaderboard. So, you know, if you're out fishing, go to our website, check out the leaderboard. It's live. Whatever weight just got put in, it's on there. So you'll know if your fish is big enough to post, or if you need to stay out there a little bit longer.
All right. Coming back, more of our conversation about the upcoming 88th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Mark Chambeau and Reynolds Brabner, JC's, and for the folks turning out, Reynolds, 2,000 hot dogs just on a Saturday. And they haven't even get started with the big rodeo yet. It's going to be a big, big weekend as well. Weather looks pretty darn good, actually, says Dr. Bill. We'll talk more with them when we return right here, Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all might have to share that picture with folks. I'm looking right now at the stockpile. I know we should be talking fishing. We will, but hanging out with Reynolds Bradner and Mark Chambeau from the 88th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and they just showed me the stockpile, some of the stockpile of food for this weekend. Weekend needs to get here. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
I got 350-plus members, sponsors, that got to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner for, three, 4 days.
These guys are like the unsung, the operations guys, Reynolds and them, are the unsung heroes of the tournament.
I mean,
they spend the most time, hours-wise, on that site, rodeo, through the whole rodeo event. They're there before everybody else. They stay after everybody else and clean up, and they don't stop cooking and prepping all day long for, like I said, our sponsors, our members, to take care and make sure everybody stays fed and full and thirsty and everything else.
Hey, our army moves on its belly.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
It's great, though, because when people make the corner, there's food out, they just light up.
Yes.
The
other kind of food, too, I'll say this, for people that are, and I have carried home orders, but people that love fair food, right? I mean, you've got Mardi Gras, you got the fair, and you got the rodeo. There are people that, if there's something on a stick, son, they're down with it.
We are cooking your typical fair food now. We've got
y'all got your vendors in, don't you?
We do. Reinhardt has been our big food vendor. Yep. We appreciate everything they've done. Murder Point's getting us some oysters.
Oh,
Bluebell provided the ice cream for us. Golden Flake, Coke, Kentwood, Bunny Bread. I mean, that's just some of
Hey, what about having Red Snapper on the menu?
At some point, throughout the weekend, that will probably happen.
Well, come on, that's my segue.
If somebody donates some red snapper for us,
So that's my pivot in the fact that we are getting to fish red snapper for the rodeo.
Right. There will be food trucks on site for spectators.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I will often have to get the fair food order as I'm leaving rodeo site, boat in tow. I have to put fair food in the back seat and carry it to Mobile for certain family members. So it's a big deal. All right. Red Snapper is also a big deal.
It is.
And this was, when we were talking, y'all, a month and a half ago, it wasn't going to be a thing.
We didn't think it was coming.
Well, over a week ago, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah. A week ago, it wasn't a thing. Now it is a thing.
In a sense, we got lucky because the weather on the weekends in June was not favorable.
Got that right.
So it seems to have stretched out a little bit. So it's back in this year's tournament.
It's not a category, but it's a...
It's not a category. It's just a jackpot. You can only get the tickets for that and the cash prizes division online.
Okay, so even if somebody bought a paper ticket elsewhere, one of the participating sponsors, which when you went through the list, I know every one of those people, and they're good folks on that list. I said, I'm getting old. I know everybody there. But you have to go to adsfr.com to get your jackpot ticket.
That's right. The Crane Works Red Snapper jackpot tickets are only online. So even if somebody
bought paper tickets now, you need to go if you're going to jackpot fish for
snapper. If you want to get the jackpot or in the cash prizes, those are online only. Just because the fact that, we couldn't print those tickets fast enough to get them out into the stores.
Like you said, a week ago, we didn't know this was going to be a thing.
Yeah, but we still want to give everybody a chance. So, yes, you do have to go to the website, adsfr.com or the Fishy Chaos app, and you can still get those even if you bought your paper ticket.
And looking through, so if you go on the website, you can look at it and hit the there's a cash prizes drop down, and it'll be under that. It's where you buy those tickets under cash prizes.
There's a yellow box. Actually, I think it's in that top right hand.
The one that says get tickets.
The one that says get tickets.
Hiding in plain sight, right there. So grab those. So if somebody, let's walk us through this. Here we go. This is a good example. We got about 30 seconds here. We'll start this and then answer it on the other side. If I'm going to be on my boat. We're going to have, four of us on the boat, okay? We want to get our ticket. We all want to get our ticket, right, our main ticket. But we are going to fish red snapper, okay? What do I have to have? I have to have my – walk me through.
All right, well, first of all, Kevin set me up for a rules question.
Oh, you know what we'll do? Hey, you know what? And the news – hey, you're lucky because the music just started. The news is coming up, so you can get that assembled when we come back and talk about it?
Absolutely.
See? Well, okay. We'll walk through it. Take notes when we come back.
You're listening.
listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right. So, gentlemen, back to my question. Okay. So, if you're just joining us, by the way, this show is called Midday Mobile. Hi, I'm Sean, VP of Operations Ronald Brabner, and VP of Communications Mark Champeau from the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo and the JC's in studio. And the cliffhanger was when we went to the news, I said, okay, going fishing this weekend, which I, of course I'm always going fishing for the rodeo, but four of us in the boat, okay, we're gonna fish, we're all fishing, we're gonna also try to be in this red snapper jackpot thing. So walk me through what I gotta have to be able to fish and then fish red snapper.
So if you want to catch a red snapper and wade into the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, you got to have one. And anybody who wants to fish the tournament has to have an open competition ticket.
Okay.
So every angler has to have at least that open competition ticket. If you want to have a red snapper on top of that to weigh in for the jackpot, you got to have a Crane Works red snapper jackpot, which is $50 per angler.
Okay. So I have to have two different things. Just because I have the open ticket. Mm-hmm. There's not a red snapper category this year because it happened so late, so it's just jackpot. So I have my open ticket with all the other species I can catch, and then the jackpot ticket to enter it. You said cash prizes as well. Now, what? Explain that.
So the cash prize division is we have different categories of dollar values that you can buy into, and you know, for let's say for instance, the red snapper jackpot, you've got $100, $250, $500, $1,000, and $2,500. In those different categories. And you can enter into those individual categories, and you're only fishing against the anglers that are in that
100,
for
200.
That prize money.
Now, can I weigh the same fish in the jackpot and in the cash prize? Can the same fish...
If you're entered into both the jackpot and the cash prizes, that fish would actually count for either one or both.
Okay. Now I just got to go find that fish.
Right.
And also, when we deal with this, we talk about, and I know we want to get to some other jackpots in this as well, but a reminder too, one of the genius things about how y'all do this, if somebody buys an open ticket, regular ticket, and catches a legal size, minimum size fish for the rodeo, weighs it in, we're in the grand prize drawing.
Yeah, so right. You know, for our 30 categories,
it could be a white trout.
As long as it's a legal fish for the tournament,
right? Do you have a white trout category this year? I don't know. Okay, if you did, I mean, y'all don't have the rules in front of you.
Go check the rules book at ADSFR.com.
Yeah. So if you weighed that fish in, even if it doesn't win, this is what I'm trying to explain to folks. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't win, doesn't place third, doesn't do.
Right. You weigh a legal fish, and you get in the drawing for the contender.
Okay.
And we have two drawings this year. So the first one is the contender 25-foot bay boat with a 250 show Yamaha outboard motor and a trailer package. So like you said, you weigh an illegal fish, you're entered.
Yeah.
You could win that boat. I mean, we had a guy a couple years ago fishing off a kayak who won the boat.
Yep.
And then,
that's an upgrade.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
You know? Might have to get a bigger truck to pull
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then the other one is also a Seakeeper 1 boat stabilizer that we're also giving away as part of one of the random drawings.
We were talking about these things. If y'all want to Google that, you're going to be blown away with this technology. We were talking about during the news break, Mark Reynolds and I. It's magic is what it is, but there's some science
absolutely
behind it.
100% magic.
It makes boats stop rocking.
It does. Yeah, it's a gyroscope is what it is. It's a gyroscope that's on your boat. It stabilizes it. You can disengage and engage as you need to. And yeah, Reynolds and I, we've been on these demos. We've been on the boat. They came to the site last year, maybe coming this year, I believe. And yeah, you get on the boat, you're sitting there rocking this thing. I mean, you're touching the water on both sides, and they flip the switch, and it just locks down. It just stops, and you can't budge.
It's wild to watch this happen.
It really is.
So that's going to also be a drawing from somebody who weighs illegal fish.
That's right.
Good stuff. Jackpots, other jackpots, what do we got?
So in addition to the open competition, we've got the Ray Marine Big Game Jackpot, the Synergy Laboratories King Mackerel Jackpot, and the Yamaha Motors Speckled Trout Jackpot, motorized and non-motorized.
Motorized and non-motorized.
You can fish out of a bathtub, actually, in the non-motorized, yes?
Theoretically.
Yes.
Again, refer to the rules.
Yes, that's true.
And also, you were asking about the cash prize divisions as
yes.
well. Red snapper is in there. Billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, which is, I believe, a krill and a lunker. Blackfish and Tarpon are all in the cash prize divisions as well.
Good stuff. At Tarpon, like normal with a... Well, I'm going to not ask y'all to get myself in trouble with markers.
The Tarpon is a catch and release.
Yeah, but if you carry your marker and like it's been in past. Okay. Which is brings us to the next part of this, because I could talk the fishing stuff with y'all forever, but I know there's even more people interested in that entertainment. You mentioned it earlier. We talked about the food, talked about the Liars Contest, but okay, when the Liars Contest ends, kind of walk us through the party that goes on there at the rodeo site for a few days.
So Thursday night after Liars Contest, we'll have Yellowhammer featuring Jake Peavy. And then Friday night, we've got the Molly Ringwalds at 7:30.
I never heard of them.
Never heard of. We've had them once or twice. They usually draw a pretty decent crowd.
Yeah, a few people. Yeah.
So get there early if you want a good seat. let's see. Saturday at 5 p.m., the band presented by Jesco Construction.
Mustache the Band.
Sorry. And
on Sunday, we've recently just added Keith the Mailman Burns Sunday starting around 2:30. And I think he's just going to play right up into the Cannon Blast on 5 p.m.
Fantastic. So we got entertainment from Thursday
all
on
weekend.
Through. This is good stuff. Once again, the website, the best place to get the information, adsfr.com.
Adsfr.com. You can buy tickets there. The rules are there. The live leaderboard is going to be there. And also make sure
Do we have captain's meetings this year?
No captain's meetings.
No captain's meetings. Okay.
No captain's meetings. And one of the things I was going to tell everybody, also go ahead and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook because we're putting out a lot of really good information. All the breaking news, like we've talked about on here, anything that may change or come up, we're putting a lot of stuff out there. So make sure you follow us on Facebook to get all those updates.
So Trey's asking here, can you buy into more than one jackpot dollar amount? So in the cash prizes, can you buy more, you know?
Yes,
can
absolutely.
You be in 100,
yes.
200?
You can go absolutely. All the way across the board.
Okay, so there you go. You can buy all those. All right, and yeah, people are looking at looked at the forecast for the weekend, y'all.
Keep your fingers crossed.
We'll see how that comes out.
We tried to get all of it in June so that, you know, we're clear for this month.
Well, whatever you did, at least if it sticks with this forecast right now, it's great. All right, so we're going to see you. By the way, we'll be down there with you all on Thursday. Midday Mobile, this show, is going to be down with you all on Friday and be doing a special outdoor show on Saturday as well. And then after rodeo, when we get the numbers in, I want to talk with you all about that and talk more about the charity work that JC's do right here in our area.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gentlemen, thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks,
all right, and you probably ought to go get the grill hot right now.
I'm headed back down there right now to start prepping food.
All right, we'll be seeing you down there. All right, coming right back, more of our Get to Know the Candidates segments here on Midday Mobile. Remember, we have a municipal election coming up on the 24th of August. Fred Reddick is running in District 4, and he joins us coming up in just minutes.